We interrupt our program at the request of the White House. It is important that you listen carefully. All normal broadcasting has been discontinued as soon as possible. Do not use your telephone. The telephone lines should be kept open for official use. Keep tuned to the station for further emergency information. I repeat, do not use your telephone. Do not use your telephone. It is important for your area. This is
Slack Injection.
Just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing.
That's what this film is all about. Duck and Cover.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with
Bob.
Party at Ground Zero, every movie star in you, and the world will turn to flowing pink paper stool.
And the world will turn to flowing pink paper too.
Hey there. Good evening, my fellow truth fighters. You probably don't know me, but I go by a lot of names. Sticky Dick, Mr. Good Truth, R248, but you can call me the Conspiracy Guy. I've been fighting the conspiracy since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. What conspiracy am I at war against, I hear you ask? All of them. I was the guy that exposed Areas 51, 52, and 53 to the public in the 1980s. I only get credit for 51. Oh, you remember the time NASA tried, unsuccessfully, to cover up that Nibiru killer asteroid with some bunk about, a supernova that fought in the United States Civil War? I debunked that. And I got lots more success stories like that under my generous belt, folks. So as you can imagine, I'm constantly on the run from Men in Black, various alphabet soup government agencies, and anyone else who fears my mighty flashlight of truth illuminating the dark corners of their seedy underbelly. What's all this got to do with this podcast? Well, look, kids, the noose is closing into my position real fast, and I need a place to broadcast my secret messages to my operatives in the field. What better place to do it than tucked away inside music and other bits of pop culture trash? To most of you, it'll sound like, interesting new music or more obscure stuff, often centered around a common theme, but to the right people, well, they'll get the message if you, catch my drift. So relax and enjoy tonight's tribute to a topic near and dear to my heart, atomic fears. Earlier, we kicked it off with Megadeth, with Rust in Peace, Polaris, a great tune, and Party at Ground Zero from the mighty Fishbone. If you've never seen the music video for that, it's a must. It's nuts.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Kiss your hand.
You can kiss your hand.
Push that button.
It's gonna blast you so high.
It's gonna blast you so high.
Up in the sky.
Right in the sky.
You can kiss your ass.
You can kiss your ass.
Goodbye. Farewell.
Farewell.
Goodbye, ass.
Goodbye, ass.
And it's a motherfucker. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
If they push that button,
nuclear war. It's an idea that not many people want to see come to fruition. But a nuclear warhead has the destructive potential to vaporize rock, flash boil water, cause winds stronger than any hurricane, and spread its radioactive fallout across a wide area. And if the blast doesn't kill you, the radiation will.
Weeks ago, the American press reported that China had exploded a nuclear bomb. Now, this was a great leap forward for China, of course, but it was an even greater leap forward for the American press because for the first time they called it China instead of Red China. For 18 years they've been hoping it would just go away. And for the first time they called it a bomb instead of a device. So, with China possessing the bomb, it makes us wonder who's next. First we got the bomb, and that was good, 'cause we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia got the bomb, but that's okay, 'cause the balance of power is maintained that way. Who's next? France got the bomb, but don't you grieve, 'cause they're on our side, I believe. China got the bomb, but have no fears, they can't wipe us out for at least 5 years. Who's next? Then Indonesia claimed that they were going to get one any day. South Africa wants two, that's right. One for the black and one for the white. Who's next?
Get one too, just to use on.
Israel's getting tense. Once one in self-defense. The Lord is our shepherd, says the psalm. But just in case, we better get a bomb. Who's the next? Luxembourg is next to go, and who knows, maybe Monaco. We'll try to stay serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
What's going on? They say the Russians just invaded West Germany.
Three-pronged attack. We're getting by rapid Soviet tank and artillery advances into the Fulda Gap. Having already captured NATO advanced positions along the West German border, the looming question is, how far will Warsaw Pact forces go? Will the Russians advance straight for the Rhine and defy NATO's declared policy of defense by all means, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons? The Defense Department today reported...
Fantasyland.
You think they're making this up? You think this is War of the Worlds or something?
Look, did we help the Czechs, the Hungarians, the Afghans, or the Poles? Well, we're not going to nuke the Russians to save the Germans. I mean, if you were talking oil in Saudi Arabia, then I'd be real worried.
What do you think?
I gotta get a haircut.
You and I in a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Back at base, boxing the software. Flash the message. Something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Just to prove the world was here. And here is a 5 before 10. Doesn't somebody want to be wanted? The Partridge Family. This station has interrupted its regular program at the request of the United States government to participate in the emergency broadcast system serving the Fort Wayne area. During this period, many radio stations will remain on the air, broadcasting news and official information for areas assigned to them. This station will remain on the air and will serve the Fort Wayne area. If you are not located in the Fort Wayne area, you should now tune your radio to other stations until you hear one which is broadcasting news and information for your area. You are listening to the emergency broadcast system serving the Fort Wayne area.
Studio, awaiting further information. WOWO received this emergency announcement just moments ago. We have to verify, we did verify, with a special message in code, and this is an emergency action. Directed by the Emergency Network and directed by the President. You've heard Bob Chase tell you that you are to tune to the emergency station in your area that is remaining on the air. WOWO will remain on the air here in the Fort Wayne area to broadcast any emergency information that is coming in. At this point, at the microphone, I know of nothing to cause this. We are waiting from Stuart Dan in the WOWO newsroom to bring us some information from any of our wire services. We have been asked to broadcast this emergency information immediately. We will bring you other emergency information the moment we receive it. And at this time, I would personally like to urge all members of the WOWO news staff, any in the area and listening, to report to us immediately. We do not know the cause of this emergency notification, but we ask you to stay tuned. This is Bob Seavers. I'm checking the wires. I'll be with you the moment we have further information. We will cease all commercial messages at this time also. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you, please, please do not call us to ask what is the matter. We are endeavoring to find out ourselves. We have received this official emergency action notification with the proper identification indicating a national emergency. We know nothing now. We are watching our wires. You probably will find that your own radio stations, unless they are so authorized, will be off the air. This includes the television stations. Now, please, if you are in your area and your radio station is still on, the chances are the emergency station for your area. WOWO is now broadcasting to its own immediate area, possibly with reduced power if you're getting our signal weaker. We are to be the information service for this area. This is Bob Seavers. I know of nothing yet. We received this emergency message about 10 minutes ago. We are continually watching our wire. I urge all WOWO newsmen to report to our station immediately to help us. And please do not call us to ask what is the matter. We do not know. We have received the official notification. We invite you to stay tuned to this station, WOWO, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for information as it is received, we hope, momentarily. Now, this information is just in. This information is just in from the AP Wire, attention news directors and all bureaus, regarding the emergency broadcast message which was sent by the Air Force on this wire about 9:30 this morning, Eastern Standard Time, and I am quoting direct, being completely honest. It says, AT&T advises the AP that the Air Force at Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado put the wrong message on tape. Put the wrong taped message. The normal tape explains the message is merely a test. This is the one that we always receive at this time on Saturday morning. It says you will be further advised when additional information is available. And so, if you think this hasn't been something here at the studio, the Air Force evidently then at Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado put the wrong message tape on the wire. This concludes operations under the emergency broadcast system. All broadcast stations may now resume normal broadcast operations.
Imagine being there on that cold Indiana day in early 1971 and hearing that horrible stuff. I'd have unloaded right in my pantaloons, kids. I mean, the Partridge Family? Ugh, come on. I kid, of course. A total pro, that Bob Seavers. Ahead of that was Devo's It Takes a Worried Man from the film Human Highway, Neil Young's bizarre 1982 nuclear comedy. We'll hear more from that later as we close out the show. Before the emergency broadcast scare, we had 99 Red Balloons by Nina. I prefer the German version myself. It was a toss-up on which to play. Then we had Tom Lehrer asking, who's next? Joe King Carrasco expressed his distaste with the state of current events. And way back at the beginning, and boy, that was a long one, Sun Ra and his orchestra and nuclear war. Whew, folks, I'm kind of sweating here, short of breath, got this ache all over. According to Elton Britt, I've probably got uranium fever.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told uranium ore is worth more than gold. So my cad, I bought me a Jeep. I got that bug and I can't sleep.
Uranium fever has gone and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has gone and got me down.
Well, I had a talk with the AEC and they brought out some maps that looked good to me. And one showed me a spot he said he knowed. So I straddled my Jeep and headed down the road. I reckon I drove about 100 miles down a bumpy road out through the wilds. When all of a sudden I bounced a stop at the foot of a mountain, didn't have no top.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
Well, I took my Geiger and I started to climb right up to the top where I thought I'd find a hunk of rock that'd make it click just like I'd read about Vernon Pick. On the second day, I made the top, and I'm telling you, Steve, I was ready to stop. The only clicking that I heard that day was the bones in my back that had gone astray.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever, it's spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has gone and got me down.
Well, you pack up your things, you head out again into some unknown spot where nobody's been. You reach the spot where your fortune lies. You find it's been staked by 17 other guys. Well, I ain't kidding, I ain't gonna quit. That bug's done caught me and I've been bit. So with a Geiger counter and a pick in my hand, I'll keep right on staking that government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around.
With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
Doc, you don't just walk into a store and buy plutonium. Did you rip that off?
Of course, from a group of Libyan nationalists. They wanted me to build them a bomb, so I took their plutonium and in turn gave them a shiny bomb casing full of used pinball machine parts.
It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud.
Only a few hours away now. I'm sure you're all looking forward to it as much as we are.
You might hear some reindeer on your rooftop or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero. And if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
And that both sides
sides are working together to bring about the earliest possible ceasefire.
Roger, 1590, clear for takeoff on lane 5.
28 clear ground.
Mission Flash checked on. Stand by to start.
Okay, get him up.
28 are up. Come on.
159.
Union is in.
The State Department says the President is presently in direct communication with Soviet Premier.
0-5-3-6-1. President,
this nuclear bomb of undetermined strength has exploded at regional NATO military headquarters.
Launch missed at this time. Take off only 3-1.
The emergency broadcasting system. All persons in transit.
Blue!
has instant access to the state of the world, troop movements, Soviet missile tests, shifting weather patterns. It all flows into this room and then into what we call the Whopper computer.
Whopper, what is that?
It's a war operation plan response. This is Mr. Richter. Paul, would you like to tell these gentlemen about the Whopper?
Well, the Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, it plays an endless series of war games using all available information on the state of the world. The Whopper has already fought World War III as a game, time and time again. It estimates Soviet responses to our responses to their responses, and so on. Estimates damage, counts the dead, and it looks for ways to improve.
Well, but the point is that the key decisions of every conceivable option in a nuclear crisis have already been made by the Whopper.
Shall we play a game?
Play a game? I ain't got time for games, my digital friend. I'm too busy keeping the world free from the conspiracy. Well, helping me do that was Weird Al Yankovic with Christmas at Ground Zero. And after that, we had the excellent Disturbed cover of the Genesis tune, Land of Confusion. Well, folks, the NSA, FBI, CIA juggernaut has just about triangulated my location. It's time to move the old RV with the big satellite dish to another spot somewhere else in the desert. I just hope my contacts in the field get the signal. I'd also like to give thanks to agents codenamed Catherine, Donna, Ian, and Holly. And if I missed anyone else who pointed me towards the light, I blame the conspiracy. And so should you. Until next time, Truth Fighters.
Hear that?
Hey,
sure.
What's the matter?
This is it?
I think I'll take that last offer.
Huh? Now is the hour of sleep! Get that hole and dance yourself to sleep!
I don't know, but I didn't like it.
What?
Who?
It's Bud! There's a monkey on your back! Listen up, you hippies! I got your shovels! Now dig your hole! Dance like a man!
Excuse me, please.
What's that? What do you think of that? Here it goes! Shake a booty, you towhead! You got a last-minute shopping to do. You better get it done now! Cause this planet's got the shits and it's about to blow! There ain't nobody getting out of this one! So dig that hole and dance!
Takes a great man now to sing a worried song.
Strange Game, the only winning move is not to play.